This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Still no details about casualties or property damage from the East Troublesome Fire. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Grand County Sheriff Brett Schroetlin says his staff is not trying to hide anything. He says the fire's status is in such flux that they don't yet have information they trust enough to release. Schroetlin says one of the biggest complications is some residents have refused to follow mandatory evacuation orders.
And that's actually causing more problems than not. Our people can't work in the field with all of these other people on the inside moving around as well. And so it's not that people are trapped. It's not that people are in immediate risk. They've chosen to stay within our perimeters.
Shortland also says some of these people are posting fire photos to social media, and that's causing rumors to spread, further hampering efforts to assess real damage. In Winter Park, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Pueblo, the library board has rejected managing the controversial Christopher Columbus statue.
The bust, which is in the median across from the main Pueblo Library branch, sparked a mediation process between indigenous and Italian groups in August. According to the library, a proposal from the city suggested the district take responsibility for the statue and develop a plaza with more statues. The library board decided the proposal was not a proper role for the district, though in a statement said it supports a peaceful resolution.
KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reporting. Coming up on the program, fact-checking statements the candidates made about immigration during last night's presidential debate. Then, two medical students looked for infection spikes in towns that hosted Trump rallies, but the data isn't as clear as many may like. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, between political polarization and isolation, many teens say they're struggling, especially ones with depression and anxiety.
I was my own enemy. I was just my own bully, I guess.
But this Denver teen is trying to stay positive.
Hopefully one day a good old person's going to come and care about people like me.
One teen's audio diaries of her journey to better mental health. We'll have that story for you coming up in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News.